Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. We're doing a unique program today, I think. We're in a combine with Brandon Hunt on Hunt Farms in South Christian County. And Brandon, you might just tell us, we're riding on a Case IH combine. Tell us a bit about the combine we're riding on today.
Case IH 9240, Alan. This is a Class 9 machine from Case IH. We've got a 40-foot draper head on the front, and we're harvesting wheat here in Southwest Kentucky.
How's your wheat harvest going this year, Brandon?
It's been pretty smooth. The weather's been nice. We've gotten a lot done in a short period of time. It's been warm and fairly dry. Had a few pop-up showers along the way, but we've done well. Made a pretty quick work of harvest. Yields are off from what we've had the last 3 or 4 years. I guess somewhat feels like a crop failure, even though it's not a complete failure, but we've had some really, really good wheat yields the last 4 or 5 years, so we're kind of getting to remember what a sub par year looks like.
Yeah, there's an initial thought before this season began that it might be maybe a record year for wheat, but doesn't look like it's gonna be that, huh?
Yeah, not for us at least. I'm kind of, what heard some yields across Christian County, and I think everybody I've talked to has been lower than what we've had, and last year was probably almost one of the best ones we've ever had, and to come off of that to this year, we're off quite a bit from what we had last year.
October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
We're riding on a nice machine here. This is a track machine. Tell us how do you think something like this has changed the farming industry and agriculture, what we're riding on today?
It's a lot to do with efficiency, of course, comfort. We're comfortable in here right now, and that helps a lot. It keeps us efficient as we work, long days, and horsepower is a big part. We can do a whole lot more acres per hour now. We're efficient with our time. We're in the field. The sun's only up so many hours of the day, so we've got to make the most efficient time we can of that and maximize our productivity.
Brandon, for people who may not know, what do you enjoy about farming?
Sure, that's probably what I don't enjoy. I love everything I do with farming. I've been in ag my whole life. There's not a whole lot that I don't enjoy. I guess probably the hardest part's the amount of time we spend away from home whenever we're in the fields and wide open this time of year. There is a downside, that's it. But my son's 6 now, and he's big enough to come stay most all day if he wants to, so that helps fill the void during the long hours of the year. No agriculture. We get tired physically, but blessed enough to have an opportunity to farm and a lot of good people.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.